Everything you know about health is about to change. Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Sometimes people suffer, not from lack of faith, but from lack of knowledge. This is the show that changes that. If you are tired of being sick, tired of not getting answers, tired of spinning in circles, for healing is not a mystery. It is a miracle that you were designed to experience. It takes hard work and real knowledge. It takes patience and time. It takes the education this show can provide. So, get it straight today. Here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning. Good morning, everybody. I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. This is Straight Talk on Health. Of course it is. Where else are you going to get the inside track? I mean the inside track. Why? Because there's too much poppycock running around. Now, I've been at this game for at least 25 years. I have run across, taken degrees. I mean, I have committed beyond the word commit. And I can tell you right now, for me as a doctor, about 75-80% of everything I ever learned, with all my educations, all the money spent, is nonsense. Think of your own profession. Come on. Think of your own profession and tell me after 20, 25, 30 years, if you don't agree, that about 80% of everything you learned is nonsense. If you're in a profession that's any different than that, you are a lucky person. But for me, especially in this crazy field, natural medicine, especially in this crazy field, bottom line, about 75-80% of everything I ever learned in every school is nonsense. Chiropractic school, acupuncture school, massage school, all the nutrition schools, my iridology training, my dark field microscopy training, yoga, you name it. That's why I do this show. This is Straight Talk on Health. It's not what they tell you in school. Isn't that the truth? Isn't that the truth? Right? You veterans, you people who have been fortunate enough to have success in your life, learning what you wanted to learn and making the contribution that you wanted to make. Isn't that true? It certainly wasn't like they told you in school. Why is that? That's another show. But I don't think anyone will argue it's not like they told you in school, as important as school is. Kind of funny that it works that way, right? Everything's about your credentials and your academic background and you're this and you're that and you're the other thing. That isn't ever, well, let's say this. It's an overrated thing. So welcome to Straight Talk on Health, the inside track. Here's another thing they didn't tell me in school. Now, I got swept away by the concept of disease. It started with back pain. Moved to every other known malady to man. And maybe that's just my nature. I just couldn't understand why, say, 30-year-old people had to die. Cancer. These tragedies. These maladies that befall people that are tragic. One day you're here, the next day you're in a coma. I didn't do well with that, and I got swept up in disease. I didn't stop with back pain. I kept studying to this day. Right till this past December 16th, molecular genetics. And anybody that knows me knows how entrenched I am in this stuff. Why? It just doesn't strike me as fair that we have to rot and perish because we don't understand. Okay, here's what they didn't tell me in school. Here's what all this science has come down to. And I kind of knew it. I always kind of knew it. Maybe you always kind of knew it. But I'm going to tell you right now, knowing it and being able to turn around when you're online at the clinic because you have a brain tumor or you're about to get a fatal diagnosis for a bad disease, knowing it and really knowing it are not the same thing. And here's what you really got to know. Your chronic symptom, your disease, is really a derivative of blocked creative energy. Blocked creative energy. Now, what does that mean? It means your dreams didn't come true. It means when you were little, something got snuffed out, repeatedly snuffed out. And by the time you were a teenager, you were really kind of like a walking corpse. You didn't dream anymore. And every time you tried to rise like the phoenix out of that desperate lot beneath the earth in the land of the dead, every time you finally got the guts and the energy and the reserve to stand up again and make it happen for you, you got knocked down again. Age 60 is an interesting place for people. I used to think it was age 50. You know, midlife. Kind of when people talk about midlife, you think that midlife is like 50. It's not. Midlife, it starts at 60. And I'll tell you why. Because this is when your marrow, the bone marrow, starts drying out. This is when you stop making your stem cells. This is really where you start to feel like you're a grandfather or a grandmother. This is when people stop proofing you online at Ralph's. This is when they start calling you sir. This is when you find yourself starting to talk to 20-year-olds, and every now and then out of your mouth comes young man. 60. You know what happens at 60? Your hormonal system collapses. Your juice is gone. It starts going away. And it's the final nail in the coffin. 60 is the midlife crisis. Because at 60, that nail goes into your coffin, the coffin of hope. In other words, it's the point at which you really, I mean, I've been doing this a long time and watching a lot of people rot or heal or rise. And I can tell you at 60, that's when a lot of people just give up. They give up hope that their dream's going to come true. That's why they start getting sick. Now, if you do reverse engineering on this, and what am I? I'm a reverse engineer. I don't treat your brain tumors. I don't treat your lung cancers. I don't treat your kidney failures. I don't treat your cirrhosis of the liver. I hope that you're not naive enough to think anybody treats that. Because what anybody's treating, whether they know they're treating it or not, is that day your dream went up in smoke. And that can start in the uterus. It can start in gestation. Sabe, comprende, capiche? Does anybody understand? Do you understand what I'm saying? Do you understand that for some of you, that dream got swept away in the womb of your mother, as she decided she didn't want you, as she decided she didn't want your father, as she decided that she had to walk on razor's edge so your dad didn't get upset? Every bit of her tension got injected into you in gestation, and that's more than enough to kill a dream. Or maybe it happened later, or maybe it happened after 20 years of marriage. I don't know. The point is, if you really reverse engineer people, meaning take them from disease back to health, and I do, you start to see what it's all about. If you're new to the show, I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. This is Straight Talk on Health. This is the appetizer. I'm going to give you the main course a little bit later. That means you have to go to the website, often log in, and listen to the other half of the show. So we do half of it on air and half of it off air. I like the combination. I can give you the quick version and I can give you the more detailed version. You take your pick. I hope you'd listen to both. Both give you a different angle on it. If you're driving, pull over, sit down, relax, and listen to the show. Yeah. Well, I did this morning for you. I wasn't going to go in the ocean today, but I did. I wasn't going to run half naked in the rain, but I did. I wasn't going to go up the hill, but I did. I did, and I got the payoff. I wanted to sit down at the desk just at the beginning of the show and tell you I did. I moved my body. I moved my body in accordance with ancient rites. You know, what does that mean? Ancient rites. It means there was a time when we understood what it was to move the body. Today, we just gloss that over as exercise. That's kind of stupid. Moving your body is an art form. Moving the body is a chance to commune with God. But what does that mean, other than maybe it sounds cool to people on Venice Beach? What does that really mean? Moving your body is an opportunity to commune with God. It means you have to use the earth's rays to electrify your body. What's all that nonsense about? That hocus pocus, that hippie talk. Electrify your body is a feeling. Before I die, before I pass to the other realm, this country is going to understand what that means. No one is going to stop me. God told me to teach you what it is to electrify your body. That is a physiological experience. That is not voodoo. I've been attacked on radio. Do you know that? I've been attacked on radio by Christian groups at times. Would you believe that? You want to talk Jesus to me, my friend? Bring it on. We'll have a good Jesus talk. And you'll leave with your tail between your legs, I promise you, because I have done my homework. I have paid my dues. I know God. And what I'm telling you is, when I say electrify your body is not an occult statement or a mystical statement or a poetic statement, it simply means use the earth's rays to get a neurological shift in your body. Your animals do it all the time. Your children live in that state. So why does this have to remain such a vague and nebulous statement? And it is. And I want to go on record right now, but not in a critical way. I want to go on record right now, but not in a critical way. No, this is not a recording, but you're going to hear it again. I want to go on record right now, but not in a critical way, to tell you that 99.9% of what's out there claiming to electrify your body doesn't know what it's talking about. Okay? Now, it's not a critical statement, but I am beseeching you, my audience et al., to consider what I'm saying. To consider that unless you go through a discernible, articulable, physiological shift, when you move your body, in whatever way you do it, if it does not shift you in a deep sense, you're not electrifying your body. Now, you can call it chi, you can call it prana. Certain religious groups can get up tight about the use of supposedly agnostic and occult terms, but that is innocence, which I could call ignorance. Don't be ignorant, because it doesn't matter what disease you've got. It doesn't matter what symptom you've got. The cumulative effect of all the people, places, things, institutions that shut you down puts you in a neurological state of emptiness, of defeat. Now, neurologically speaking, I can call that you become grossly sympathetic dominant. Now, if I say this to an audience, I usually watch about half the audience nod their head and go, yeah, I get it, I get it. What I'm trying as a nuance today to say is you don't get it. So where's your reference point? Well, here's a simple exercise. This is a very simple exercise that many of us can participate in. I want you to go find your dog. Yeah, some of you know where I'm going with this, but there's nothing better than doing what I'm about to tell you. I want you to go find your dog. I want you to go find your cat. I want you to go find your animal. If you don't have one, I want you to go find your neighbors. If you don't have one, I want you to go to a pet store. Go to a Bidewe outlet. I want you to make contact with dogs and cats in a relaxed environment with a dog or a cat you can trust. You know, your neighbors. And I want you to sit down with that animal and pet it. And I want you to observe its body. And I want you to observe it the dog or the cat go into what looks like very slow waves. You know, you pet a cat and it arches up its spine. That's what I mean. You pet a dog, it yawns, it shakes its whole body and its tail. Stuff like that. I want you to enjoy yourself, as we all do, right? It's not a cult. It's not agnostic. It's not crazy to say, pet your animal. Because everybody's doing it. And I want you to observe the animal and how the animal responds. That animal is being electrified. That's what it's doing. Until you're doing that, you're not being electrified. Now, can I get it any more simple than that? I don't care if you're doing yoga, if you're getting massage, if you stretch every day, if you listen to my show, if you come to my classes, if you're under my care. I don't care. Until you respond like your animal, you're not being electrified. And that electrification or your illusion of it will, up till that point, not be able to shut off your deleterious genes. Yeah, your genetics. The gene that you got, the pinpoint mutation, the aberration in the nucleotide sequence. Yeah, where the template's off. Where you're transcribing defective proteins. Defective maybe only in the presence of light, but your body knows it. Where you're going to get hurt because of your genetics after 60 cannot be supervised. It can't be shut off. It can't be made right. It can't go back to the way it used to be unless you're being electrified. And let me tell you, your biggest blockage to electrification, the reason you don't respond to that petting like the dog or the cat is because you got shut down somewhere along the way. The totality of insults, of betrayals, of condescensions, of disappointments, of traumas, of holocaustic level sufferings, of tortures, of whatever it is, from the slight to the not so slight. It shuts you down and it changes your ability to embrace electrification. You can't receive the sun, the moon, the earth. I ain't talking poetry here. I'm a New Yorker, you know, like Judge Jeanine. I'm a New Yorker. We don't talk poetry. But all those different wonders of nature express beneficial radiation, telluric currents, Schumann waves, Hartmann waves, et cetera, ley lines, all of it. And you have to be able to be in a receptive state. And there's a nuance. I'll give you a little nuance for my regular audience. If you're not in a receptive state, it doesn't do you that much good to get into those environments. You're not receptive. This is why so much of this is nonsense. People who are not receptive are told to go into these specialized places with specialized gems that are known to open up the flow of energy and all this stuff. And people do that and they go, I don't feel any different. Of course you don't. You weren't prepared. You see? Well, that's for my regular audience. For my newbie audience. Understand this. When you're online at Kaiser Permanente trying to find out what ails you, and sometimes, unfortunately, getting very challenging news, really, that's your body telling you, hey, you shut down. You're in so much pain. There's so much creative block. There's so much creative potential in you. Would you please reconnect to your creative potential? Would you please reconnect to the part of you that knows your dreams can come true? It doesn't matter if you're 99 years old. Would you please do it? And since you're not listening, I'm going to send you a message. I'm going to send you a tumor because you've been really dense. Yeah, that's what you learn. That's what you learn. I wished this was not the case. I really wish this was not the case. I could be tongue-in-cheek blunt right now and say I would have retired 20 years ago if this was not the case. I never would have retired. That's why I'm being tongue-in-cheek. But the bottom line is, my life would have been so much easier if chronic low back pain, in the end, wasn't really about resistance to blocked creative potential. Because once you deep down inside get to that point where you shift, your body will heal itself. What does that mean? It means the nervous system controls all your physiology. It means you talk about your immune system. You talk about your glandular system, hormonal system. You talk about your stem cell mechanisms. You talk about any of the major repair systems in the body. They're all controlled. They are owned by the autonomic nervous system. And the autonomic nervous system, hypothalamus, pituitary, pineal, all the nerve investiture through the vagus nerve to and from the cell is controlled neurologically. And nervous system is controlled underneath everything by that piece of you that feels life or the absence of it. So when you get shut down, when you give up, when you live half-life, when you've been knocked so hard that you can't find that, you suffer. And the higher wisdom of the body's trying to tell you, hey, would you reconnect to that? So I'm going to send you a message. And if you can't hear it, it sends you a bigger message. And if you can't hear that, it sends you an even bigger message. And that's what we call chronic symptomology all the way up to disease. So you have been brought here to potentiate creatively. Now, my point is you can go to all the self-help classes you want. You can pray all you want. You can do all the Bible study you want. Bottom line is you have to bring in the body. God gave you all these specialized places in your body that if they're running correctly will activate you. They will allow you to electrify, to galvanize your life force in the way I said, remember, dog, cat? Just so we don't get into the hocus pocus. See, because when you're petting your cat, that's not hocus pocus. Any of you cat dog owners know your animals do extraordinary things, and it ain't hocus pocus. So just to make sure that anyone listening, driving, any clergyman out there, anybody thinks this is hocus pocus, occult nonsense, let me make it really clear. Get smart, really. Please get out of the Middle Ages and get into the modern world and understand electrification of the body is science. And its benefit, once you get that bodily system aligned, it shifts your psyche. It goes in and ferrets out that part of you that feels dead, that feels beyond dead. It finds the corpse in you and infuses it with God, with life. It electrifies the part of you that was dead. That's health, my friends, in a nutshell. And that they don't tell you in school. They tell you all sorts of nonsense from this disgusting idiocy across the radio stations about how you're going to do this by swallowing a few herbs or going to some health camp or taking some absolutely falsified yoga class. And we're missing the point. These tools have to get you electrified. That is the landmark point, as I defined electrification. Because you can't get to your genetics. You can't get to what we know is given to you in the DNA that works against you. And what we've given you in the DNA that works against you, I'm not just talking your cancer genes. I'm talking about the morbid way you look at life. I'm talking about a tendency to obsessive compulsive, to attention deficit, to schizophrenia. All of that stuff comes through the DNA. You bet it does. And it's your job to find God and use God to electrify yourself all the way to the aberrant DNA. It's human potential. We've all come here to realize our dream, to get our Academy Award. And there is a way. And I'm Dr. Vincent Medici, and I'm laying it down for you. Tomorrow, I have two openings for my exercise seminar, 714-850-1007, 714-850-1007. Call that number. I have two openings. Get on it. 7 hours, 11 to 6, on how to really move your body. God bless you. I'll see you next week.
Okay, that's a wrap. Don't forget to get to Dr. Medici's website at drmedici.com to look at the pictures and review the show as often as you wish. See you next week.